The Justice Department unveiled charges against several senior members of Hamas's leadership.
These charges are related to their alleged roles in the kidnapping and murder of Americans during the terror group's October 7th attack on Israel. The criminal complaint, which was revealed in the Southern District of New York, names six members of Hamas's leadership and details their alleged terrorist activities on behalf of the group. Liam White reporting.
Russian military forces launched missile strikes in Poltava, east central Ukraine, on Tuesday, killing dozens and injuring hundreds, according to government officials.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reported receiving a preliminary report indicating that two ballistic missiles had struck the area. They targeted an educational institution and a nearby hospital, partially destroying one of the Telecommunications Institute's buildings, he said. Poltava Governor Philip Pronon confirmed that at least 49 people had died and 219 were injured in the strike. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Cathay Pacific Airways in Hong Kong canceled 32 flights to and from various regional destinations a day after grounding its entire fleet of 48 Airbus A350s due to a failure in a Rolls-Royce engine part during a flight to Zurich.
The airline stated that inspections revealed 15 aircraft with affected engine components requiring replacement and three that had already been successfully repaired. However, the cancellations were deemed necessary as a precaution while the remaining aircraft are out of service until they can be repaired and cleared for operation. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
An increase in mosquito-borne diseases, including West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, has been reported in the U.S., raising concerns about where these illnesses are being detected.
Eastern equine encephalitis, known as EEE or triple E, is a rare but potentially deadly virus typically spread by mosquitoes in swampy areas such as red maple and white cedar swamps in Massachusetts. Experts believe that horses may act as a host for the virus, which is why equine is part of its name. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A man has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder after four people were fatally shot on a Chicago Transit Authority train in Forest Park, Illinois, early Monday, officials said.
Ranny S. Davis, 30, of Chicago, has been charged in connection with their deaths, according to Forest Park Police. The Forest Park Police Department stated that they received a 911 call about three people being shot on a westbound train at the CTA Blue Line station in Forest Park, just west of Chicago, at approximately 5:30 a.m. local time. Lawrence Keller reporting.
An 11-year-old has allegedly confessed to the fatal shootings of a former city council member and his daughter, officials in Louisiana reported.
Minden Police Chief Jared McIver told ABC News that officers responded to a call at 6:30 a.m. Sunday about two bodies found inside a house in Minden, about 30 miles east of Shreveport. Responders discovered Joe Cornelius Sr., 82, and his daughter, Keisha Miles, 31, dead from multiple gunshot wounds. Kyle Norris reporting.
One person is dead and two others are missing, with several more injured following a Labor Day boating accident in Connecticut, officials said.
According to the Connecticut Environmental Conservation Police, nine people were aboard the 31-foot motorboat at the time of the accident, which occurred at about 9 p.m. near Harbor One Marina in Old Saybrook. The boat struck a jetty at the mouth of the Connecticut River, causing significant damage, officials said. Jim Kender reporting.
U.S. regulators have linked another death to dangerous Takata airbag inflators, bringing the total to 28 in the United States.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that the driver was killed in 2018 in Alabama in a Honda vehicle, but provided no further details. The agency stressed the importance of replacing recalled airbag inflators, noting that Takata used ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion to inflate airbags in the event of a crash. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.